couple minutes ago.
Okay. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 16th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. So this is for the engineering services where we will be doing a BRO program, a bridge on Reno Springs. So there'll be a realignment and a new structure there going across. Is it Bear Creek there?
Yeah.
Okay. Be on the upper end of Bear Creek.
Yeah. I've not seen the agreement, but I'm assuming it's an extension.
Yeah, it's just asking to go into July of 25.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have any problems with it.
You have any questions? Okay. No further questions. I would entertain a motion at this time.
Move to approve the supplemental agreement. Number two, to engineering services contract by and between Taney County and Great River Associates Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the approval of agreement for snowplow, one or more, and related equipment, file number 25-006, Road and Bridge. So most of the plows we currently have, Devin, I know you and I had talked about this a while back before we got our first snowstorm. We have a lot of plows that are in that 15-year-old range. And some of them are at the end of their life.
There's left on part of them that you can actually weld. So we need to replace some of them.
Okay.
They'll get through the winter, but it'll be the last one.
Okay. Once again, this is accompanied from a letter by Mr. Elliott dated January 16th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. This would be between Taney County and Truck Corp. LLC.
Any questions?
No.
I have nothing else.
Doesn't that include the rails?
It does say equipment as well. Yeah, it says
snowplow, carbide edges, and sideboards.
Because they've got every part we could ever need for anything, and they've got it readily available. For now, we struggle to find parts for the ones we got, and that would be a good asset
to Taney
County.
Okay.
Okay. Move to approve the agreement for snowplow, one or more, and related equipment between Truck Corp. LLC and Taney County, file number 25-006RB.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of field dirt agreement with Jeremy Goodwin. It is listed as an unlimited. And then if you look on the backside, it is single name. There is not husband and wife.
Move to approve field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Jeremy Goodwin.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen. All right. Our next order of business, we have Aulis Acres and Arney, the 2024 claims review. So with us this morning, we have Mr. John Akers and Ms. Erica Gaynor, representatives for Aulis Acres and Arney.
Okay, just quickly, obviously those of you that have been here for a while have seen this. Mr. Keyes, it's a report that we go through about once a quarter with the commission as we just kind of walk through and track it throughout the year. This is a review of last year's claims experience. And so as you walk through, we actually had Pam add page numbers, which Cox does not do for us, so that's helpful. The first page on page two basically just walks through where the money was spent. You can see the total is $1,754,000. That's medical only. Prescriptions are accounted for separately on a later page. But it just walks through a couple of the things that we see here is the vast majority of claims are now in the outpatient basis as opposed to inpatient. We're seeing that on all of our groups, but yours is even more pronounced. It's good news when you don't have a lot of inpatient claims, and so you'll see that as we go through. One of the things we also track is ER utilization, because that's very expensive. Yours particularly is good at only $24,000 for a group your size. That's a good number. So your people are using the plan efficiently as they go to the doctor or seek care. The next page, 3, is just a graphical depiction of the page 2. So it just walks through where you're spending your claims. You can see office visits are significant. That's good. We want people going to the doctor's office and getting their care so that if they don't have further care later on that would be more expensive. So as you go to page 4, you can see the total paid claims. October was a tough month, where they paid $306,000, which is, you know, the report that we're looking at, which is new. However, it calmed significantly over the next couple of months to 185 and then down to 114 to come to your total of $1,754,000. So overall, hopefully, we're running pretty well. The next page just goes through your prescription claims. That usually stays pretty steady, as you can see. That's just month to month. People generally have monthly refills or quarterly refills or whatever. So that is usually a pretty stable number. The good news is you guys really don't have the utilization of a lot of specialty drugs right now. And that's very helpful because those are exceptionally expensive. And so your costs here are less than what some other groups are experiencing because of that. The next page shows the total premiums billed at $2,820,000. To save you the calculations, you guys are at about 85.7% as far as your loss ratio goes. The target is 85%. And so for the first time in a while, I'm sitting here in front of you saying you guys are running about like you're supposed to. So it has calmed quite a bit. You know, the tide goes that comes in, the tide goes out. Right now it looks like the tide's going out a little bit, so we're running pretty well. Cox didn't quite make what they wanted, but close. Again, you guys paid your premiums as billed, so those numbers show up the same. The next page, on page 8, goes through some of the diagnoses, some of the things they're treating. These categories can include more than one person, so this is not one individual. So you can see an aneurysm is the first one. That could be one person, that could be multiple people. There is pancreatic cancer, there is a heart attack, so on and so forth, but this just talks about some of the larger claims that you all have experienced that Cox is paying for currently. Again, good news, we don't have some of the spiked claims that we've had over the last couple reports that we've gone over, so some of that has dropped off, and right now we're running pretty well. The next page goes through your high-cost drugs. You can see Humira is up at the top of that list. That is the top of most people's list at this point. It's an anti-inflammatory drug, and so it's designed to inflammation. It can be used for Crohn's. It can be used for psoriasis. It can be used for all kinds of different conditions where inflammation is an issue. You can see Otezla is up there, very similar. And then number 5, I would point out, is Ozempic. That is the drug that people are using for weight loss. It is not covered for weight loss on your plan. However, it is covered for diabetes. And so there's a lot of people going to the doctor, getting a pre-diabetic diagnosis. Their main goal is to lose weight. Over time, we'll find out from a medical standpoint whether that's a good thing of value. Obviously, people losing weight is a good thing for medical plans, but Ozempic is also very expensive. And so there's just kind of a debate out there going on as to how and what to pay for that. But you'll notice Ozempic shows up in more than one spot. There's different versions, different strengths. Mounjaro is on there as well. That's also a drug for that. So we do have an eye on it from an industry standpoint, but just know that that's in your health plan claims at this point. Page 10 and 11 are your shock claims. Those are the claims that are over $25,000. Of note, Cox Health Plans moved. It used to be forever since they started, actually. It was $100,000 was what they call their pooling point. And that's your insurance within your insurance. So what that means is any claims that are over $100,000 don't count against you, because you bought, you as part of your premium, you buy insurance against those large claims. They've moved that attachment point to $150,000. So anything up to $150,000 counts against you. However, you only have one solitary claim that hit that. You can see it's not quite halfway down the page at $166,000. So only $16,000 is above your attachment point on your pooling. They do, and they, I believe, improved the report. If you look at the far left-hand column, it says A, and then if you get toward the bottom of the page, it says T. That's for active or terminated. So several of the people at the bottom of your list are no longer with us. And then you actually have several that had treatment more than 6 months ago as well. So what it tells me is that right now, anyway, we're kind of in a good period where we're not seeing a bunch of shock losses. So hopefully that continues. This data will be used at your next renewal. So this puts us kind of in a good spot for now. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen over the next 8 months while they're still running the things, but what we have right now is good. And they use 2 years worth of data, so this will be part of your renewal calculation. Okay. The only other thing that I have is just a process that we are starting. We're meeting with Mrs. Mueller as soon as we finish with you guys. And we're just going to use this system to track our progress and have projects for basically addressing anything with the health plan. Right? As part of our discussions over the past is just to have updates on what are we doing, what are we working on, what are we, you know, how are we interacting with HR. And so this will be a sheet that we'll bring back to you. It will have scores instead of just showing zeros, but we will basically rate each category and what we're doing and how we're doing it. Let's say employee communications as a target. We'll attack that. We'll decide how we're doing today, get agreement, and then we'll try to continually improve as far as how we're doing those systems. And so just to give that to you so you can see it, so that next time we get together, we'll have that filled out and you guys can at least know what we're working on and then give us input into other things you'd like us to tackle as well. Okay. That, unless Erica tells me different, is all I've got. So any questions from the commission?
I do, but as far as when we previously, the drug usage on the pre-diabetic diagnosis, is there any way that they track that to verify that they're getting results from this?
Yes. As a matter of fact, they have tightened up their process. So in other words, it was enough before for the doctor to just say, yep, they're pre-diabetic. Now they want their readings. Okay. So that they can actually get blood tests and results to make sure that's actually the case. You know, Ozempic does show a lot of promise. I mean, it does seem to help people. It does help people to lose weight. And so I think the industry over time, I think it's just going to evolve to determine the cost-benefit analysis. Obviously, if it goes off patent and becomes less expensive, that sure makes the math work a lot better. It's extremely expensive. Medicare, if they were to approve it at its current cost, could be bankrupt.
Gotcha.
And so that's kind of what we're dealing with here. It's a miracle drug, but at what cost? And
sure.
So from a societal standpoint, but supposing, I think I heard this the other day, Ozempic is one on the list. Medicare, and I don't know how we got to this spot in this country, but literally Medicare couldn't negotiate with pharmaceutical companies on the price of drugs. That was a law. Now they can negotiate on, well, I think it's 10 drugs or something like that. And I don't think it takes effect until like 2026. Of course, the pharmaceutical industry is suing, trying to take things through the court. But if they're able to negotiate terms on Ozempic to get it down to a reasonable cost coming out, then that could have a huge impact.
Okay.
What page was the loss ratio on? I was trying to find it again.
I'd have to go back here just a sec. There was, it is not calculated for you,
okay,
but I did calculate it for you. Yeah. It is 85, if you go back to page 6. I just, on the premium page, I just added up the claims costs from the previous two.